Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCC's Planning Intentions Survey, released in early February, indicated that U.S. growers intend to increase acreage to 14.2 million acres of upland and 264,000 acres of ELS, resulting in total acreage of 14.5 million. In the Southeast, the projections are very similar to the NCC survey, with intentions of 2.8 million acres. This would be a 2.6% decline from last year. The largest percentage decrease is expected in Florida, with a decline of 23%. Georgia and South Carolina are projected to decrease acreage, while North Carolina and Virginia are expected to increase acreage. In the Mid-South, the projections are also very similar to the NCC survey, with projected plantings of 2.3 million acres, which is 13.9% higher than in 2018. Acreage is expected to increase in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri, while Tennessee's acreage is expected to be unchanged from 2018. In the Southwest, the USDA report indicates that Texas producers intend to plant 7.3 million acres of cotton, which is 5.8% lower than last year. Producers in Oklahoma are expected to plant 720,000 acres, which is 7.7% lower than in 2018. The NCC Planning Intentions Survey indicated that Texas producers would increase acreage slightly to 7.9 million, and Oklahoma acreage would increase to 788,000 acres in 2019. Projected upland area in the west of 265,000 acres would be a 7% decline. All of the region states are expected to see a decline in upland acres. The NCC survey indicated a slight increase in upland acreage in the west. For ELS, plantings are projected to increase by about 2.5% to 255,000 acres, with California and New Mexico increasing ELS acreage, while Arizona and Texas are expected to decrease acreage. The NCC survey indicated a 6% increase in ELS acreage.